Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. One of the Cochrane reviews that began life more than 10 years ago brings together the evidence on psychological therapies for bulimia nervosa. It has just been revisited for the fourth time, and lead author Philippa Hay from Western Sydney in Australia brings us up to date.
Bulimia nervosa is an eating disorder in which people binge on food and then try to make up for this by extreme measures such as making themselves sick, taking laxatives, or starving. A special form of psychotherapy called cognitive behavior therapy, or CBTBN, has been developed which might help. And as David said, we've been looking at the evidence for this for more than a decade. CBT takes around 4 to 5 months or 20 weeks to deliver. We reviewed studies that compared CBTBN or similar CBT approaches with other types of psychotherapy or with control groups who received no psychotherapy, for example, by putting the people on waiting lists. When we started this review, we found CBT for bulimia to be very effective. On a waiting list, fewer than 5% of people stopped binge eating, called having a remission from binge eating, compared to around 40% of those treated with CBT. The CBT group also had significant improvements in depression and other symptoms. In addition, dropout rates were low for all psychotherapies, below 20% or less than 1 in 5. Updates to the review have included new, large, well-designed studies that have found CBTBN to be more effective than other psychotherapies, such as interpersonal psychotherapy. These other psychotherapies had remission rates of around 30% at the end of treatment, increasing to 40 to 50% after a year, or similar to CBT, but after a year. For people who find it difficult to access specific help, more recent trials also showed that guided and other self-help forms of CBT can also significantly reduce binging and improve other symptoms. Importantly, we have also seen that the quality of trials has improved notably throughout the decade. We plan to update the review again in the next 18 months. We will be including a new trial, which has shown that adding other psychotherapies to CBT may improve outcomes for people with other problems in their lives, such as relationship problems. There is also a new trial of a psychotherapy that helps people who have both a binge eating disorder and obesity to reduce binging and to lose weight. Unfortunately, though, other research has found that most people with bulimia nervosa don't access these evidence-based therapies. By doing this review and presenting these clear benefits from the therapies, we hope that readers will be encouraged and will encourage people with bulimia nervosa to seek specific help.
For more information on the types of CBT that have been studied to date, and to see the next update of this Cochrane review when it's ready, go to www.thecochranelibrary.com.